With all mitzvos d'oraisa, we paskin mitzvos trichos kavana, and therefore, since Sifra Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah d'oraisa, when you start Magid, you should have in mind that I'm about to make a mitzvah d'oraisa. You should have in mind to be yotze a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sifra Yetzias Mitzrayim. What language should it be in? So I think I made reference to this in some of the shirim already, that I remember as a kid, you know, grandma being over at the house, and we would go around the table and everyone would read their paragraph, and she would always read her paragraph in English, and it would be like this archaic English. So the Rama paskins that the Iker of Magid is not the words particularly, but it's the ideas, it's the concepts. And therefore, Magid should be done in a language that you understand. And if you don't understand the Hebrew, so then you're not doing the ideal form of Magid, because Magid, you're supposed to, it's not just a mitzvah's kriya ba'alma. It's not like hearing, right? We know we paskin by the Megillah. Then even if you don't understand Hebrew, you're yotze, and that's a pretty good, it's a pretty good thing. Why, Bernie? Why is it a good thing that you're yotze?
Because not everyone knows every word of the Megillah, even the Rabbanon.
Right, exactly. Ashtar panim b'nei ramachim. We don't necessarily know what that means. So how are we yotze? Because in Hebrew, you're yotze. Very nice. We're yotze in Hebrew. But Magid is a very different type of mitzvah. It's not just like a din kriya. Right? When you're saying it's a din kriya, you got to get every word in. But when it comes to Magid, it's much more about getting the concepts across. And in fact, the Rama quotes, and we'll say this is going to be for the Brits in the room, that the Ri Milundri, who is one of the Rishonim from London, Rabbeinu Tam had a few Talmidim that went to London. So Benji, think about it. If you lived, you know, 800 years ago, 900 years ago, you and Jonah could hang out with one of the Balei Tosfos and talk to him in English. You can have crumpets with him, and you can have some tea, and you guys can discuss Boris's hair, and you can discuss you can have a seder with him. So that's what the Rama brings. And the Rama says that at his seder, they used to do it in Laz, in order that the Nashim and the Ketanim would understand. What do you think that means, Laz? Loshan Amzar, the vernacular. That means the Rama is basically telling us that the Rimi Lundri, he had his starm in English. What an amazing thing. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with reading things in English. Who should say the Haggadah? So here we have a couple of different opinions. Some say, in Rav Yashiv's Haggadah, it's brought down like this. It's mashma this way a little bit in the Rambam, as we're going to see, about what he writes about Manashtana, that everyone at the table should say all of the Haggadah. Because we're going to see in a minute, even though there's not a din kriya, the different sections of the Magid, they're focused on different things. There's nothing in Magid. As a kid, you might think of Magid as being really long. But as you get older, Magid gets a lot shorter. And you'll start to notice, and that's going to be part of your Seder for tomorrow, is to start identifying the different sections of Magid, so that you understand why they're all there. It's not like Chazal just said, all right, just throw a bunch of paragraphs, right? You know, sometimes when you're saying long Tachnun on Monday and Thursday, you feel like whoever wrote that just said like, all right, just throw everything in there. So when it comes to Magid, every paragraph has a very specific purpose of why we have each paragraph. So some say everybody should say Magid. But in Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Haggadah, for instance, it says that you don't need everyone to say it. Because again, this goes back to the Yisod we spoke about, how the whole idea of Magid is to get the concepts across. What does it make a difference if I say it or if you say it? The point is to have a discussion, as we'll see in a minute. Just one or two other technical things. One is that in general, the matzahs are left exposed when we do Magid. And the reason for that is because Lechem Oni, one of the days is that it's Lechem She'onin Alav Dvarim Harbe. It's bread that we say words over. Just like Kiddush, we say Kiddush over a kos. Magid is said over matzah. It's like the wine for the Magid. And that's Tosos and Kufya Dalid, Yiram Askel Heviyu. Tosos brings that down, that all of the matzah should be uncovered, except every once in a while we lift up our cup. And when we lift up our cup, so then we put down the matzahs when we pick up our cup. Okay. Just one or two very quick other technical things about it. This whole discussion, when you take wine out of your cup, you're supposed to do it with your main finger, with your pointer finger, with your pinky. A lot of people, I think, do it with their pinky, even though the Mishnah Berurah says bedafka not to do it with your pinky. We're not going to get into that right now. I'm just filling you in with some stuff that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. There's also, at one point, we say matzazu. We'll talk about that in a second. At that point, we lift up the matzahs and we pick up the prusa, because the prusa, again, is the ikar matzah, at least for this stage of the Seder. It's the prusa. That's the broken matzah. That's what the Ramah brings down. Okay. Now that we talked about some of the technical elements, let's get to the main point, which is what is the yesod of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Okay, we said it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. We said mitzvah srichas kavana. We're going to have kavana before we start to be yotze, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are we going to think about? Sorry, what are we trying to accomplish? What is the geder? What's the definition, the hagdara of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So maybe we could say it based on a ha'ara as follows. If you know, we always say we're going to be mesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't say lesaper es yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not just stating something, but we're being mesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim, which I think means that we are involved in a discussion. It's b'yetzias Mitzrayim. We're having a discussion. We're not just saying over what yetzias Mitzrayim was. And that's really the yesod of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be osek in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't call all the kiddies in, just tell them the story, and then they're done, and okay, let's move on to the meal. The idea of it is to talk about it, to have a discussion, to analyze, to give your opinion, to hear someone else's opinion, to ask a question. It's supposed to be a discussion, and that is really the yesod. And we're going to see when we go through the actual Magid that the Baal Haggadah was trying to draw us in from many different perspectives, trying to give us the halachos, trying to tell us some of the stories, trying to include some Talmud Torah elements, trying to explain some midrashic elements, really trying to cover all the bases. There's like straight up halacha, there's drushas, there's agadita. It's all there. Now, I think maybe the question we need to ask to sort of kick off the discussion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, what's the difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? There is a Gemara, famous Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this is on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara, Eino Chozer V'Kore. If you have a Safek, whether you said Kriya Shema, you don't go back and do it again. Safek Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Safek Lo Amar Chozer V'Yomar Emes V'Yatziv. But if you don't remember, if you said Emes V'Yatziv, that's the Bracha after Kriya Shema, so then you do go back. Asks Gemara, my time. How come if you don't know if you, in general, whenever you have that discussion of you have a suffix, do you have to go back? What does that usually hinge upon? Is it the Oraisa or is it the Rabbanan? That's right, Bernie. Is it the Oraisa or is it the Rabbanan? If it's a mitzvah the Oraisa and it's a suffix, you have to go back. If it's a mitzvah the Rabbanan and it's a suffix, you don't have to go back. So the Gemara very interestingly says, Kriya Shema, you don't have to go back. Sounds like Kriya Shema's Dirabanan. Emes V'yatziv, if you have a suffix, you do have to go back. Sounds like Emes V'yatziv's Dioraisa. So if you look in Rashi, right there, Rashi says, yes, Emes V'yatziv is Dioraisa. You know why? Shemazkir by Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim there, which is a Chi of Dioraisa. Why is it a Chi of Dioraisa? Because the Pasuk says, Laman Tizkor es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. So Rashi, Chaf Aleph, Amad Aleph, tells us explicitly there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to mention every day. That's why if you don't know if you said Emes V'yatziv, you have to go back. What do you mean? I said it yesterday. I said it 2 days ago. Yeah, but you didn't say it today. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. This is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if there's a daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, I don't know if any of you say the Sheish Zechiros in the Siddur. Those are all the different things that were instituted to remember every day. The Mice of Miriam and Amalek. So if you look there, one of them is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are Yotzei that by saying Emes V'Yatziv after. If you never paid attention to Emes V'Yatziv, pay attention tomorrow when you say Kriya Shema. The bracha after Kriya Shema talks all about the Beis Avodim Pidisanu. He took us out of the Eretz of Bnei Chom. He took us out of Egypt. So if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day to say, to mention and remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then what's so special about Pesach? What happens on Pesach that we have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? How's that different? First of all, I should just point out, since we're talking about it, that the Rambam actually does not count a mitzvah, a daily mitzvah of Mitzrayim. One second, Jonah. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Our question we're basically asking, because Rashi says there's a mitzvah every day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the pashas of the Gemara there. So what we want to figure out today is what's the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the once a year mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's our mission for today. But the Rambam does not mention, as a count, as a mitzvah, and say for our mitzvos, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. And the question is, why not? He does have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Seder. That's mitzvah Kufnun Zayin in Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvos Aseh, Kufnun Zayin. He doesn't have the daily mitzvah. So there's a famous Or Sameach about this. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Or Sameach says that the Rambam clearly learned that it's not D'oraisa, it's only D'rabbanan. It's not really a mitzvah D'oraisa. But why did they wear Minasak in it? Because it's Pashat. It's interesting this thing he says. He says it's Pashat that it was the Ratzon Hashem that we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. It's the foundation of all of our Amunah. So how does he deal with the Gemara in Brachos on Chaf Aleph that implies it's D'oraisa? Okay, in Achanami, we have to deal with that. I'm just mentioning Yor Sameach. What I really want to tell you is over from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim has two answers. His first answer is that he says that it's not a din ledoros. We know that the Rambam counts as mitzvos d'oraisa only mitzvos that are ledoros, that are going to apply for all time, do apply all time. And as we are going to see in the Haggadah, the Chachamim, darshan this pasuk of Laman tiskor yod tiskor me'atzot shayim, kol yimei chayecha, what do they do with the word call? So Ben Zoma darshaned it one way. The Chachamim darshan, call is larabos, call is to tell me that not yimos HaMashiach. There's a machlokas. Is it to tell me that it's chayiv, the mitzvah zechiras mitzvah Mitzrayim is now and limos HaMashiach? Or is it to be marbe, the word kol, right? The word kol is a riboy. It tells me I'm going to do more. So the Ben Zoma darshan, that when it says kol yimei chayecha means during the day, and kol yimei chayecha means also at night. So you have a chiyuv every day and every night. But the Chachamim say, no, Yimei Chayecha means Olam Hazeh. Kol Yimei Chayecha means the Yimos HaMashiach. But if you hold like Ben Zoma, which you remember from the Haggadah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I only started saying it at night when I heard the drasha of Ben Zoma. And we hold like Ben Zoma. How do I know that? Because in Shachris and at Mariv, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that means that we don't hold like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim are the ones who use the word kol to learn out Yimos HaMashiach. What emerges is that there's no mitzvah, Yimos HaMashiach, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, says Rav Chaim, the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah because it's not ledoros. It doesn't apply ba'achris hayomim. That's one Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim then gives a second suggestion. And Rav Chaim says that maybe the reason he doesn't count it is because he learns that it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim. Every day in Kriya Shema, we have to be mekabel upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim. And says Rav Chaim, maybe part of the essence of that is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the reason why we are beholden to God, the reason why we have this all Malchus Shemayim, is because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that you'll come and you'll serve me. So That's this other Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim suggests a second explanation that maybe it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's assumed under the mitzvah of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim that we say in Kriya Shema. Now, clearly in the Gemara there, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Kriya Shema is d'rabbanan as opposed to Emes V'Yatziv. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. All the other Amoraim disagree. But it's a great thing to know. You should know that there's a machlokas. Is Kriya Shema mitzvah? We paskin it is. But Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara there held it's only derabbanan. Okay, so I see there's two hands raised, so I'll take three hands, two digital hands and one actual hand. So I'll take your questions. But again, that's the question we're trying to address, which is what is the difference between the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which for the Rama might not be a mitzvah, but according to the Rav Chaim, it is. It's just assumed under Kriya Shema. And for sure, Rashi, it's a mitzvah. So what's the difference between that and what we're doing at the Seder, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Okay, go ahead, Jonah.
This might be not such a great question, but why does Rashi say that the mitzvah is of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is in Viyatziv when we said it already, we say it already in Davening, we talk about the Exodus before that in Davening?
What are you referring to?
For example, I can't remember the heading, but before Yishtabach, we say V'yesh, right before Yishtabach, the one before
that, the Shira. Well, yes, so Az-Yashir, that's Az-Yashir. Actually very good. That's a very, that could be another shir. There's a big debate, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Chassam Sofer, if you're Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, by saying Az-Yashir. What you just took as a Davar Pashat is a big machlokas, because is the splitting of the sea part of Yetzias Mitzrayim or not? As we're going to see when we learn the Haggadah, you're going to keep this in mind when you learn the Haggadah tomorrow morning with your Chavrusa, that there's a section of the Magid which talks about the Nisan that took place Al Yamsuf, which implies that the Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're going to talk about that. Excellent point. Okay. So let's try to start answering the question by understanding a little bit better what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. So Rav Chaim suggests four things that distinguish between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Rav added two additional ones. Number one is that there is an inyan to be misaper be'aruka. Not just to mention. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is just mentioning it. And that's why, Johnny, your question was good, and A.B. and Yair. Because as soon as you say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, that's it. You were Yotze, mentioning it. But the mitzvah of Sipur, and you hear that in the word Sipur, is about telling it over. We have certain chiyuvim, for instance, matchil b'gnus u'masayim b'shevach, that you're supposed to start with the down, the negative, and end with the, right? It's got to be a good story, right? Everyone knows a good story starts with the struggle, and it ends with the happily ever after. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas hamorayim, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, what does it mean to start with the bad and to end with the good? So the Rav says it means on a spiritual level. You start with the bad. Originally, our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But look at the happily ever after. We left Mitzrayim. We got the Torah. We serve Hashem. So Rav looks at it all from like a religious perspective. Shmuel says, no, the din of maschil b'genus, that you start with the genus. You start with the negative. And you end with the shevach. You end with the praise. That's on a physical level. So we start by saying, Avodam hayinu b'paro Mitzrayim. We start by saying how bad it was that we were slaves, physical slaves. And then we end with the fact that we became free. So this whole requirement to tell the whole story, start with the bad, end with the good, that's all because we're talking about Sipur. As opposed to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's enough just to mention. Okay. Number two is that we need to include others in the discussion. It's not just about mentioning it and reminding yourself, but it's about sharing the discussion. So the daily mitzvah, I just have to, in the privacy of my own room, say, God, I know you took me out of Mitzrayim. But in order to make the mitzvah of Sipur, I need to turn to my son. I need to turn to my daughter. I need to turn to my neighbor. I need to turn to my guest. And I have to talk to them about it. I have to go through the story with them. Number three, as Yair wrote into the chat, number three is that it needs to be done via question and answer. Via question and answer. Meaning, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you just say it. God took us out of Mitzrayim. But here, Sipur, part of the discussion element is that it has to be in a question-answer format. The Rama writes that the Ben asks the Manishtana, the son. And then the Baal HaBayis picks up with the answer, Avadim Hayinu. But the Rambam writes that Dafka the Baal HaBayis says the Manishtana. Why does he say the Baal HaBayis has to? So the Rav was Medayik because, and then he says, the Rambam says, the Haben Shoal Masha Kashalo. The Ben then asks the questions that he has. So the Rav in his Haggadah explains that for the Rambam, there's really two different dinim here. There's one din that we want the children to ask questions. But there's another din, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to be done Derech She'ela and Tshuva. So therefore, even if the kid comes and says, hey, I have a question. Why is this night different than other nights? How come we're dipping things twice? So that's very beautiful when your son asks you that, right? I used to joke around with my brother, who's my brother who's married, has a bunch of kids, lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh. So we did the Seder together once a few years ago. And like before the Seder even started, my brother walked out like with like a pot on his head, like a cooking pot, like on his head. So like one of his kids was like, why are you wearing a pot on your head? So my son's like, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, good. We're Yotzei. So, right, he was joking around. What was the point? The point was that there is an inyan that the children should ask questions. But says the Rav, there's another element though. And that is that you need to be mesaper derech she'ela b'tshuva. And therefore, in addition to the child asking the questions, the Baal HaBayis himself needs to ask the questions of the Manishtana. That's part of the child's obligation. Excuse me, the Baal HaBayis is. Because the Baal HaBayis needs to be mekayim this din of she'ela and tshuva. Number four. Oh, and the Rav actually pointed out something very, very beautiful as well. And you'll see it in the Makoro sheet I'm going to give you for tomorrow. And that is that if you remember, towards the end of the Magid, we say Pesach, Matzah, and Morer. We have this paragraph from Rabbi Gamliel. So we say, Pesach, al shema, why do we have a Pesach? Al shum, shepasach, and then we answer the question. If you look at the source for that, it's a Mishnah in Psachim. There, it doesn't start with the question. It doesn't say, why do we have matzah? We have matzah because it just says, in other words, it just says we have matzah for the following reason. Meaning in the original version of Rabbi Gamliel, you didn't need to ask the question. You just say the reason. We have matzah for reason X. We have a Pesach, the Karban Pesach for reason Y. But when the Baal Haggadah made the Haggadah, he changed it into a question and answer format. Why in the world would he change from the Mishnah? What, is there a better text than the Mishnah itself? So the Rav said, no, I'll tell you why. Because the whole nature of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to do it Derech She'ela and Tshuva. Okay, number four, said Rav Chaim, is to explain the Ta'amei HaMitzvos, to explain all of the many things that we do on Pesach. Why? Why do we do things? Again, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you just have to mention that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But part of Sipur is to get into the details of the things that we do and explain why, to go through, try to understand. So these are the four things I believe that Rav Chaim mentioned. The Rav added two others. One was the element of Hallel, and to be Meshabeach Hashem, to praise Hashem. That takes a very central role in the Seder night, but we don't always associate that with the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We sort of think about it. We say Magid, then at the end of Magid, we start Hallel, but then after benching, we do Hallel, and Hallel is a separate thing. The Rav said, no, that's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you started with the beginning, with the down, you end with the happily ever after, and then you need to praise Hashem. Hakaras HaTov. That's all part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the truth is, if you look in the Chinuch, in Chaf Aleph, it's the Chinuch says the words Lahalel l'shabeach in his description of the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm going to give you that on the Makor sheet as well. And last is do I have another one? You know what? Maybe I just have that one. Okay, I just want to conclude because I think we only have another minute or so here, and my family's waiting for me for dinner downstairs anyway. I just want to conclude with some final thoughts, and then I'm going to send out something to the WhatsApp group to explain the Makoros for tomorrow. So, okay, we have 1 minute. So let me just wrap it up with this. It's Yotze, according to what we've been saying, that all of the Arichos of Magid is not just extra drushes and extra lishonos. Rather, it's all part of the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we're going to try, that's going to be our Makoros job for tomorrow. We're going to go through Magid with our chavrusas and try to explain every paragraph in Magid, what it means and why it's there. And this is what really, if we wanted to sum it up, the mitzvah of Zechiyos Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is really just to mention why we have to serve Hashem. And to remind us of that every day. And maybe that's part of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, as Rav Chaim says. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to go through the story, to be Meshabeach Hashem, and to thank Him and to give Hakara Satov for the fact that He was Machnes Astachas, His, to be Avodim to Him. Okay, so I will send out later today the Makoros for tomorrow. Everyone have an amazing day and a great, great night.